It's been a decade since he last set foot on this field. 10 years since he became the nation's top recruit and put tiny Palestine, Texas on the map. Before Adrian Peterson became the NFL's MVP and top running back, he started his football journey at Palestine High School. It was his junior season for the Wildcats when Adrian ran for over 2,000 yards and 22 touchdowns, which quickly put his school and hometown in the national spotlight.
We played Huntsville first game, and I had 305 yards and 6 touchdowns. And that game, like, threw me on the map, threw our team, you know, Palestine, and we just continued to roll after that. And that's when, you know, everything just really kind of picked up for me on the recruiting side, and, you know, just as a team, we were just on a roll.
He changed his time. He changed his time because we hadn't had a good, famous football player for years. I mean, y'all not know Bill Bradley, but Bill Bradley was back in the day. A lot of y'all probably too young to even remember him. But he played with the Eagles, and then Ivor Lee, his other uncle, he had a pretty good year with the Cardinals and stuff. But when you see a kid that you grow up with, you come up with, to see them make it, that's phenomenal, really.
He entered his senior season as the country's top recruit and lived up to the billing, rushing for nearly 3,000 yards and 32 touchdowns in his final prep campaign, all of which made him a local hero and a celebrity at the young age of 18.
It was humbling to me, and, you know, I just always took it in and appreciated it because of the things I had been through to be in that position, you know, so that's why I don't ever take anything for granted, because it could have been totally different for me, totally different. You know, so I just grew to appreciate that.
To get 200 and 300 yards and not play the fourth quarter, you know, it's just amazing. So just seeing him do that and just hearing people talk about it, doing it, it was just amazing.
It was a little overwhelming at time, you know, but at the end of the day, it was a blessing, you know, and we just enjoyed, you know, every moment.
He became such a celebrity his senior year with being the number one recruit in the nation. It didn't change him. But after a ball game, to give you an example of something, he would sign autographs for these kids from the other teams, the cheerleaders, the little kids. They would come out and just stand and wait for autographs.
The record-setting years at Palestine High School was the start of big things for Adrian Peterson. But the school and the field still hold plenty of significance as the spot where his standout career all began. Last weekend, Peterson was back to be honored by the school and have his number 28 jersey retired.
The best fan base in the world, you know, home, and because this is where it started. I have so many people here that know my story, that been rooting for me since day one, you know, and they're always keeping the faith in me. It feels good when I come back home and hear people say how they're keeping me in their prayers, and I know that's what gets me by, you know, so it feels good to hear the support they gave.
Palestine High School was the beginning of a Hall of Fame career that has brought his hometown plenty of attention. Now his alma mater and the city that is so near and dear to his heart is making sure Adrian Peterson's famed number 28 jersey is never worn again.
I will never forget where I came from. You know, my best fan base. You know, I have so many people here that support me and have supported me through so many different situations. You know, even before I even got into college, you know, they had my back and, you know, stood firmly with me, you know, through a lot of things, you know, before the big name, you know. So those are things, you know, when you're in a position that I'm in, that you really appreciate and you don't take for granted.